This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Funeral services for a retired Chicago police officer were held this weekend at the St. Michael Missionary Baptist Church in West Garfield Park. Larry Newman was shot dead outside his home last month. WBEZ's Anna Savchenko was there.
Reverend Newman was remembered for his years of service to the city of Chicago as a police officer, to his country as a Marine, and to his church as a pastor. Here's Pastor LaRue Kidd speaking at the service.
We're here, God, to celebrate the life of one who served his country, one who served his community, one who served his family.
The police have now charged two teens in connection to the killing of Newman. On the Savchenko, WBEZ News.
Chicago's minimum wage is increasing today, and workers who earn tips will also see a boost in their base pay. Chicago's minimum wage is increasing to $16.20 an hour, and workers who earn tips will see their base pay rise to roughly $11. Here's Arise Chicago's Adam Cater.
That's the start of a phase out over the next 5 years until all workers, tipped or non-tipped alike, will be earning the same minimum wage.
But it doesn't mean workers' tips are going away. Employers are supposed to make up the difference if a worker's tips don't meet the minimum wage. Expanded paid leave policies will also take place today. A report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation shows the number of chronically absent students in Illinois is growing. One in three students across the state now misses at least 10% of their school year. Lukeisha Penix is Chief of Youth and Family Potential at YWCA Metropolitan Chicago. She says chronic absenteeism in their pre-kindergarten programs often comes down to housing issues.
When we do our research and find out what's happening to provide support, we see that there's probably some transientness happening, so they have to move from one place to another.
She says the same kids will often be absent from the nonprofit's elementary and high school programs and are still needing to move frequently. Scientists from the Field Museum of Chicago discovered 60-million-year-old grape fossils in Colombia. These are the oldest ever found in the Western Hemisphere. Fabiani Herrera is the assistant curator of fossil plants at the Field Museum. He found ancient grape seeds over 8,000 feet above sea level in the Andes Mountains. He says it was like finding a needle in a haystack.
They are super tiny, but they had a very particular shape. They had like two little eyes in the middle.
Herrera and his colleagues say the death of dinosaurs paved the way for grapes to spread across the world. After dinosaurs went extinct, forests around the planet reset in a manner that changed the composition of plants. Several more things you should know today. The family of a Highland Park mass shooting victim is suing the gun maker Smith & Wesson. Eduardo Uvaldo was one of seven people killed 2 years ago. The Daily Herald reports the suit alleges Smith & Wesson targeted AR-15-style rifles to teenagers. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed legislation on the final day of Pride Month that he says will build on his work to better serve members of Illinois' LGBTQ+ community. One bill streamlines the process for Illinois residents born in other states to change the legal gender on their birth certificates. Another expands the number of nonprofits required to publicly report demographic information about their board of directors, with the aim of encouraging more diversity in their leadership. And three new piping plovers have hatched in Waukegan. The Sun-Times reports the chicks were born on the northern suburb's lakeshore Thursday. A fourth egg is still being monitored. Today's weather. There will be sunshine and some afternoon clouds, and the high will be in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, we're expecting cloudy skies and for temperatures to reach the mid-80s. That's it for now. Later today, my Rundown co-host Aaron Allen talks with Lucy Nicely, an Evanston-based cartoonist and author of Woe, A House Cat's Story of Despair. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.